done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us from evil, Lord, for thou is the power and the glory of the kingdom forever and ever. Give him praise here. I love it. Your pastor's not perfect. Thank you, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, that's all I know. Holy is your name, Lord.
That's right.
I praise your name, Lord. In the sanctuary, I'll praise your name. With stringed instruments, I'll praise your name. Some churches say, and I'm going off now, some churches say you shouldn't have live music and you can't have guitars and drums in the church. And how am I supposed to praise them on stringed instruments if I can't have it? How can I have something that the God tells me to have if you tell me I can't? I don't care what man says. I care what God says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be seated. Enjoy yourself. We got a great day because we're all together. Thank you, Lord, for everybody in attendance today. For those who aren't here, Lord, bless them anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you. Whew. Lord, help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. Your turn.
You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the words of the house of God.
Yeah, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! One second with me. Just stay with me. Be quiet. In that sense, have a spirit of calmness for a second. Let me read to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Isn't that beautiful? I will bless the Lord at all times. I will learn to be content. Paul said that's the greatest thing to learn, to be content. That means to be satisfied. Whatever's going on in this moment, you're satisfied because God is with you. God was with you yesterday. He's going to be with you tomorrow. He's with you today. You need to be content. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In chapter 6 of Hosea, it says that the Lord desires mercy and not what? Blood, repentance, or sacrifice. In chapter 6 of Hosea, it said the Lord desires mercy and not what? How many think not blood? He doesn't want a blood. How about repentance? He doesn't require repentance. How about sacrifice? Yes, yes, give it, yes, yes, the church knows the Bible. It's so important to him that the church knows the Bible, and not me, but you. So when I'm wrong and I make the mistake in the Lord's Prayer, you say, he made a mistake. How do you know? Because you know the Lord's Prayer. If you don't know the Bible, you don't know when the preacher's making a mistake. Right? Hallelujah. And God desires mercy. And what is mercy? He desires mercy. He desires you to show it and to live it and to believe it and to give it. Mercy. According to Psalms 4, why can we lie down and sleep in peace? Because the angels are around us? Because God makes us dwell in safety? Or because God is guarding our dreams? According to Psalm 4, don't look it up. Why can we lie down and sleep in peace? Why is it? Because the angels are around us? Because God makes us dwell in safety? Or because God is guarding our dreams? Yes, because God makes us dwell in safety. But that's still you. What do you got to do? You got to praise the Lord when you go to bed. If you're not praising the Lord and you're mad about something that happened at 8 o'clock at night, you're not going to sleep in peace. You're not going to do it. Praise God. According to Psalm 5, God takes no pleasure in what? According to Psalm 5, God takes no pleasure in what? Laziness, covetousness, or wickedness, according to Psalm 5. God takes no pleasure in what? How many think laziness? He takes no pleasure in laziness. How about covetousness? He takes no pleasure in covetousness. How about wickedness? He takes no pleasure in wickedness. You guys are on the road. According to Psalm 5, God takes no pleasure in wickedness. That's good to know, right? Wickedness. He takes no pleasure in that. Boy, I don't want to be around when God doesn't take pleasure. And if he's not taking pleasure, I want to be on his side. How many half-brothers did Jesus have? How many half-brothers? He had half-brothers, Lou. Did he have three? Did he have four? Did he have five? How many half-brothers did Jesus have? How many think three? He had three half-brothers. He got three? How about four half-brothers? Anybody with four? How about five half-brothers? Anybody with five? Five? Four. Jesus had four half-brothers. And I don't know how many sisters. That's crazy. And you know what's sad? You don't know about the sisters. Larry's going to get in trouble. Because who did all the work in the house, Faith? The sisters. Who made supper? The sisters who cleaned the table. The sisters who brought the wood in. The sisters. We don't even know their name. Never mind that back there. What Old Testament book? You know, that's the book of the Old Testament, you know, before the New Testament, but the Old Testament. We call it that, but we gave it that name, and it just is the Old Testament. It's Scripture. And what Old Testament book gave the prophecy about Jesus, baby Jesus being conceived and Mary as a virgin? Which book of the Old Testament? Was it Psalms? Did we read that? Was it Zechariah or was it Isaiah? And what Old Testament book gives the prophecy about baby Jesus being conceived and Mary as a virgin? You want to know where that is? How many think it was in Psalms? You read it in Psalms. Anybody? How about Zechariah? You read it in Zechariah? How about Isaiah? Look at you guys. Yes! 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 Jim, you have no idea how exciting the church knows the Bible. You got to know I'm so excited. Give yourself praise this morning. Wow. What a day. Felt like fall today. The church knows the Bible. That's the blessing of the pastor. It's, I'm blessed to know you know the Word, which means you read the Word, you study the Word, you want to know about the Word. Awesome. I will bless the Lord at all times. How many commandments did God give us? Not a trick question.
Two.
Ten, right? Okay. I don't know if you want to call it a commandment, but I think he said other things, and maybe he didn't say, thou shalt not. But I think there were other things that he said in the Bible, and he said it very often, that could have been a commandment. He said these two words, fear not. He also said, be not afraid. He didn't hesitate about that. He didn't, you shouldn't. He said, fear not. When you tell your five-year-old to fear not, when he goes to bed, you're in control, you want him to what? Fear not. You don't want to worry about the boogeyman. You don't want to worry anything. You want him to fear not. God is telling you, fear not, more in the Bible. You probably find that over 300 times where he either says, fear not, or do not be afraid. Be not afraid. Why? Because Isaiah says, I will help you, and I will keep you in my hand, my righteous hands. He said, I will keep you there. God wants us to know this truth. And it's not about fear, oh, a tornado's coming, or, you know, it's the fear of what, Pastor? Future. The fear of tomorrow. What might happen? What if? And that doubt, because that's what you carry. You carry fear of the unknown. With something, you want it to go this way and it ain't going that way, so you start to fear about it. Why? Because you took it back from God. He told you, fear not, for I am with you. But there you are fearing. God wants you to know this truth. A threat, anything that comes against you, fear not. And it says this in the Bible, to not be afraid. To not be afraid is what? A blessing. To not be afraid during that is a blessing. Who do blessings come from?
God.
So God gave you a blessing. Also says to be content. It's a blessing. Who did you get that from? God. Content means satisfied. Contented. Well pleased. And what you have right now, thank you, Lord. I want to read the responsive reading. If you all read with me.
If you have it.
Responsive reading, Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, it's like, therefore, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on what? These things. You keep that because we're going to go back to that. Do you read all of that? That's in one, Philippians 4:8. Whatever things are of a good report, what does he want you to do? Meditate on that. Does he want you to meditate on the problems of tomorrow? No. Does he want you to meditate on things that didn't go your way? No. Does he want, because the Yankees lost? No, and I'm being serious. Because I could lose sleep. When you have all these kind of, and Sergio knows, football season today, you don't, I mean, you just know things come against you. Praise the Lord. To not be afraid is a blessing. Satisfy. And here's the thing, brothers. Write this down on your refrigerator. You choose what you dwell on. We choose what we dwell on. Imagine that. You can't blame anybody else for what you're dwelling on. You're the master of your thoughts. Maybe you write that on your refrigerator. Well, I am the master of my thoughts. No one else. You control what you think. You can blame others if you like, but it's still who? You. And those are your thoughts working. Why does God tell us to lean not on our own understanding? Have you all heard that one, right? Why? Because confusion runs rampant in your head. Confusion in your head runs crazy, all these things. And he says, so don't dwell on your own understanding. Don't lean on it. Fear the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Confusion runs rampant. Go back to Philippians 8 again. One more time. Oh, Pastor, you're making me read it again. Yeah, one more time. I love this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just and pure, not other things, but just and pure, whatever things are lovely, right? Whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, what do? Meditate on those, your thoughts. Psalm 147 tells us a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. What does it say? Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. These are things God is telling you to what? To do. Are they commandments? No, but they're pretty close. If he tells you to praise the Lord, he's not suggesting, amen? Like the speed limit signs you see on the highway, my wife and I say those are just suggestions. It's true. God is not suggesting that you praise him or to fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. How many know that fear is the opposite of trust or faith? How many know that? If you're fearing something, if you're upset about something, if you're scared about something, that's the opposite of faith. That's the opposite of trust. Fear is the opposite of truth and faith. Faith, worry, anger, stress, all are not from God. Think about that. All these things that you feel during the week or whatever, they're not from God. You want that? I don't want that. It is the enemy of ready peace. Fear is the enemy of peace in your life. Praise the Lord. I ask you, is it worth it? Is it worth it to carry all this stuff that people do and carry it? It's not worth it for your body, for your mind, for your health, and for the people that you're with, as a matter of fact. Amen? It's just not. Praise the Lord when you're scared. Praise the Lord when you're worried, when you're angry. Praise the Lord. You did not get here all on your own. You did not arrive today in this world all on your own. I think you had some help. Hallelujah. All you have, you didn't get from your own. God blessed you. All the things that God has blessed you with and worked you with. You make enough mistakes. I made a mistake in the Lord's prayer. You make enough mistakes, yet you still trust you. Maybe you ought to write that on your refrigerator too. I make enough mistakes, but I still trust you. How good is that? So actually his peace and understanding surpass what? You. His peace surpasses even you. Peace. The peace of God. your gift if you will live it, if you will choose. You want to be in a place to receive blessings. How many want to be in a place to receive blessings? I mean, you all really should. You all want to be in a place to receive blessings. What do I got to do? Fear not. And you receive blessings. And praise the Lord, and you receive blessings. You're in a place to receive. I've told people when they prayed about something, they've been praying about something, I said, you got to get the ground right. God might answer your prayer, but if he answers your prayer and the ground's not right, it never worked. You want this job. Oh, I want this job. Then you got to prepare for, you got to do something. You got to prepare for the job so when God gives you the job, you can do the job and God gets the praise. If he puts you in a place you're not capable of, you fail and everybody thinks your God fails. So you got to prepare the way. You want that peace, you got to be in a place to receive it. A benediction. A benediction is the utterance or bestowing of a blessing, especially at the end of a religious service. In order to receive that blessing, you have to be in a place to receive it. You have to be ready. You have to be open to receive the blessing. The utterance or bestowing of a blessing, especially at the end of a service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. That's a benediction. In the book of Luke, it tells us after Jesus finished praying, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. It was really strange because you read your Bible and you read it, you understand that they never really asked him many things like that. They asked him to explain parables and they didn't understand, but they never really asked him for something like, they didn't say, teach us how to pray. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. Isn't it interesting? Not how to pray, but to pray. And he gave us and he gave them the blueprint. Y'all know what a blueprint is? Deacon Chuck made a lot of millions of things. He knew how to follow blueprints, right? A blueprint, is it? Right? You don't know. And it starts with praise, honor, and glory. The blueprint that Jesus gave us started with praise, our Father, glory, honor, worthy, who art in heaven, and holy be your name, glory. You see, his blueprint started. So when we pray, it starts with praise, honor, and glory. But that was not a benediction. When Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, when he said, pray like this, he wasn't necessarily saying that we should repeat it like that. He's given us the blueprint, praise, honor, and glory, and that's how it was. But it wasn't a benediction. See, there was no blessing to be had from it. We are blessed to say it and blessed to believe it, but there was no blessing to receive like a benediction. In the book of Numbers, it's very interesting. Because who gave us the Lord's Prayer? Jesus, God, right? There's not many places you can read where God told us something to say. God tells us all these things we need to do and to follow and how to follow him. But these are God's words in the book of Numbers. These are words coming out of his mouth to his people. And how many here are his people now today? See, we are all his people. We are all chosen by God, and I can prove that later in the sermon, but I'll say we are all his people. But the Lord spoke to Moses. He said, the Lord say to them, Moses. So when you read that again in Numbers, see that. See that God is saying, say to them, Moses. So this is from God. And it was to the chosen. And I can ask you, raise your hand if you're a chosen. And I can tell you how you are chosen, because you believe. Because God has allowed you to believe. Somebody say amen. Amen. You've got to understand that this is really important. Because God cannot allow you to believe too. God has said that. But he has allowed you, and I'm getting ahead of my sermon, to believe. So you're chosen. He is saying, Moses, speak to my children. We are now one with God. Absolutely. God has allowed us to believe. You only understand what I'm saying? He has allowed that. He's allowed you to see and believe. He's allowed you to hear the word and believe. He's allowed you to understand the word and believe. Because God has blessed us. Everybody in this room right now is children of the Lord, and He has blessed us to have that. He chose us before the foundations of the world, and we believe, and He has allowed you to see that. You've got to see it that way. Understand, there could be a different way. There could be a way that He doesn't want you, and He puts His hand up. And when God puts His hand up, you can't see beyond it, or hear beyond it, or understand it, but He's allowed that. Hallelujah. He spoke this to the children of Israel. They continue to miss this blessing. Amen? Completely. Somebody say amen. They miss it completely. Whether it be out of ignorance, whether it be out of forgetfulness, which is crazy, or simply unbelief. We must remember this. God is still calling them too. And let me just say this. Even more, it may be God Himself. Because it's ugly. When you see people who should believe and they don't, it's really ugly. But then you've got to start asking and reading your word and seeing that maybe God has His hand right in front of them. I don't want you to believe right now. You've had your chance. I'm not going to let you believe. I'm going to let the rest of the world believe before you. I want you to be jealous of the fact that they have what I promised you. And we have that. But He's got His hand in front of them saying, you're not going to believe until I'm ready to lift my hand. Lest you see and lest you hear and turn your way. So I have to remember that. It may be God Himself, His hand covering your eyes, whatever it is today. And here's the thing. I always pray for the lost. You all pray for the lost? How many got family members that aren't believers, or friends that aren't believers, or people that you want? You pray for them, right? Well, they're no different than anybody else lost. And I can prove it to you, because I was lost and now I'm found. Was anybody here ever not a Christian? Anybody here ever act now? You weren't a Christian? Didn't even claim to be a Christian? What happened? By the grace of God, you've been found. That's simply why I say pray. Pray for the lost. You don't have to pick a person out. You just say, Lord, I pray for the lost. That they see, because I can see now, and I can hear, and I can understand. And it's so crazy to me that they can't see, hear, and understand. So Lord, I pray for them. So God spoke to them. His words. God said, and He said, this is the way you shall bless them. He said, in this way you shall bless them. And say, the Lord bless you and keep you. It's in your bulletin. God said, the Lord bless you and keep you. What does it mean? That God loves to bless His children. God always has our greater good and our highest good in mind. Understand that. God has a better plan for you than you can ever make for yourself. Lord, how do we miss that? He's always got a better thing for you. He's always got a better idea for you than you have. He loves you with your ideas, and He gives you all that, and He wants you to enjoy them. But when it comes to Him, He's got a better one than you even thought possible. You got to trust Him. Fear not. You see, I'm tying all this back into fear not. If you fear not, then you can hear Him. Because you trust Him. Amen. So God said, the Lord bless you and keep you. God loves to bless His children. Anybody here ever been blessed by God? Well, every hand better go up. Why? Because all our blessings come from God. The hundreds of blessings we have received. The hundreds of blessings you have received in this world. Maybe thousands. Thousands and thousands. We have possessions that we prayed for. We just call some of that stuff. We've forgotten so long ago that you wanted that new fishing rod, or you wanted that this, or whatever you wanted that, whatever thing, and you got that, and you're happy about it. It was a possession. You said, thank you, Lord. But that stuff's become stuff. Because you have other stuff. So you've been blessed by God, but it's over there now because you got so much of just stuff. But it was still a blessing from God, amen? You had a healing, you had all the things. Oh God, that's what I just said and what I wrote. This can go on for pages. Through trials and tribulations that we forgot. Through answered prayer that we forgot. Even when we were a child. Hallelujah. But we forgot. That's why I keep telling you, That's what the blue stones are for. For you to remember what you prayed for. At least that. Because we forgot the thousands of blessings we all have. I know we all have it because you all look great today. You all dressed up and you all got cars and you all got this and that and other things. You got stuff that you forgot were a blessing. You forgot your wife was a blessing. You forgot your husband was a blessing. You forgot the person that God put in your life is a blessing. You're looking at somebody in your life. That's a blessing. You're a blessing from God. Oh, maybe I should do things different. I don't know. From when you were a child. Yet. I wrote yet 3 times, so I say yet for the emphasis. His blessings. He still wants to bless you today. He still wants to bless you after all that other stuff. Right here at 11:30, 12:30, on whatever time it is on Sunday, he still wants to bless you. He's got more. He's got more. He wants to bless you. He wants to still bless you today, Sergio. Today. So I got a lot of stuff, yeah, but I got a lot more blessings to give you. Come on, fear not, let me bless you. And here's the other thing. He wants to keep you. You read that, right? The Lord bless you in what? Keep you. He wants you in his hand. He wants you to know this. No, he wants you to believe this. That's the difference. You know it, but you don't trust him. You don't believe it enough. Hallelujah. You say that God cares for me. He wants to bless me today. He blessed me last week. He wants to make me. People think that when they get an answered prayer, well, they're done, they can go away. You know, God's too busy. No, he wants to bless you each and every day, every minute. He does. He loves you that much. He wants to bless you. So you want to be kept by God. And what does that mean, Pastor? Well, that's safety, Jim. If you're kept by God, you're in safety. You're at peace when you're kept by God. After all he has done. Hallelujah. This promise is still alive. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Be kept by God. Yet there are times... Oh, here he goes. We still fight him. There are times we still fight the blessings. There's times we still fight him. But God. Yeah, but God. My brother Peter used to say there's no yeah buts. But I know I trust you. But God. I know you said for God. But God. You don't understand. Oh, God would say, yeah, no, I missed that. I wasn't there when that happened. No. Yeah, you're right. Explain it to me. Explain what I missed. I'm being funny, but it's true. There are times we fight him. We got to get back to being kept by God. You're kept by God. All these blessings are coming. I want to be kept by God. Trust it is better. Trust me, it's better. It is. Peace, life, and success. How many want peace and good life and success? Y'all raise your hand, right? You want to be kept by God, not by you. But we miss it. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Write that. Read it, right? The Lord make his face to shine on you. This is God. This is God telling Moses what to tell the people. And we're the people. We're the chosen people. Lord make his face to shine upon you. God looking at you. Right now, he's looking at you. Me too. Thank you, Lord. I love you. And not because of who you are. This is great. Maybe you should write this on your refrigerator. Not because of who you are or what you've done, but because you're in Christ Jesus. That's why he's looking at. Because you're family. Because you're covered by the blood of Christ. Because you're family. Because he let you see and you believe in you. But you got this problem with trusting him. You are his children. He's looking at you. His face is shining on you. You know what? The truth, the world can't stop it. The world can't stop God from loving you. He can't stop Walter from God from blessing you or shining on you. The world cannot stop it. I don't care what they say in the 8th Peter and the New York Times or the Washington. That's what makes them so angry. do it. They just can't. They evil can't even do it. I mean, don't say they're both evil, but the evil. The evil, you know, the things out there, the spiritual things that come against us, the weapons formed, prosper, they can't stop God from loving you, from shining on you. Evil can't do it. And that's why they get so angry. Even when we sin. Here's the thing, man, when you think, even when we sin, He is still always looking at us. Always looking, ready to shine on you again. He smiles on those He loves. We forget. We worry. We get angry. Get back to Philippians. I'm not going to read it again. I won't put you through all that reading. But whatever things are, all those things, get back to God. See? Get back to God. And there's an old country western song called Attitude Adjustment. And it was a pretty funny song. Hank Williams Jr. sang, "You need an attitude adjustment." Works every day. Sometimes we need some hours of the day, maybe more than once a day, there's an angel next to you saying, "I want to give this fella an attitude adjustment." Because we need it. How many of us need it? Please, admit it. And when you admit it, finally you say, "Okay, I admit it." And not his attitude, but your attitude. You can talk him into anything you want to try to talk him into. It ain't going to work. We need attitude, because we forget and we do all this other stuff that get in the way of the blessings. We read this benediction. This is for us. So, and then a beautiful word in that second line. Be gracious to you. God is looking down, telling Moses, he's saying, and to be gracious to you. His words. Gracious. God be gracious to who? You. To the Pope? Yeah, why not? To the Cardinal? Yeah, why not? To Monsignor? Yeah, why not? But to you, who He sees and loves. He doesn't love anybody more than He loves you. He doesn't love it. He loves you. And when God loves you, that's all the love you need, because you love. Who did He love more? No, He loves you. That's not the kind of love we get, but you think that. Gracious. God be to whom? You. And what is gracious? This is it. This full of mercy. And what is mercy? Being forgiving. Being forgiving. You see all the stuff coming against us, all the stuff coming against you, all of them. And again, because God and Jesus be forgiving. Because God's in control, amen? It's not our battle, it's His battle. But He wants you to just, and where you can, you're not robots, and He just wants to put it in you. And the more you do these things, sometimes the easier it gets. But He wants you to show mercy. He wants to be gracious to you. And that's full of mercy. Forgiving, undeserved favor. Oh God, I tell you about the undeserved favor I got all my life. I don't know about you, but I admit it. Undeserved favor that He gave to me, praise the Lord. Kindness. Has God ever been kind to you? Of course He has. But He wants you to be kind to others. He doesn't say that there, would He? And compassion. Oh Lord, we need more compassion. That just means caring for other people. And how do I know He wants us to do this and share this? Because He said something very special. Give, and it shall be given back. And how much back? Pressed down and shaken together that you can't even contain all the blessings you get back from being gracious. But if this is just about God on you. So when you want God to bless you and you bless others, He blesses you. You bless others, He blesses you. You're gracious to others, He's gracious to you. You fear not, He blesses you. That sound hard? I know, it doesn't sound hard, but it is hard in your daily thing. Because how many things that annoy you during the day when you see on TV or read in the paper or hear in the news or anything? It's true. It's called life. But God wants you to have peace through the trials and tribulations, through the storms of the world. He's saying, I know, isn't that crazy? I know that's crazy, but I got it. I got you. I got you right here. You see all that? That's good. But now I want you to meditate on things that are good and lovely, because I want you to have peace. I want you to receive more blessings that the world can even believe. And that will be your testimony. Hallelujah. How much you give decides to you. It's up to you. He doesn't tell us how much to give. He just says be gracious. Because we want God to be gracious to who? Us. And he said he will be. Lift up his countenance upon you. His face, his eyes towards you, we pray. That's the last line. We say, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. The Lord turn his face towards you. Imagine that. And lift up your countenance upon you. His face, his eyes towards you, we pray. We do. And you know what? We should pray that for each other. I wrote down just a little prayer for each other. And I put the word imagine. If we just, this is how, and I love this. And I'm going to remember this. This is one for me. This is going on my refrigerator. When you meet somebody, you say, hi. May the Lord lift his face towards you today. I don't know if that made you feel like it made me feel the more I thought about it. Say, how you doing, Greg? May the Lord lift his face toward you today. And that, I mean, think about that. You meet somebody you don't know, how you doing at the grocery store? May the Lord lift his face up to you today, toward you today. Just, what are you talking about? You're not here. You're not here yet, right? May the Lord lift his face up towards you today. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful greeting. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're evil or not evil, what you believe, whatever. But may the Lord lift his face towards you today. Whoever they are. I love that. I'm sharing that with myself. Don't nobody use it but me, okay? That's my own thing. If I hear you use it, I'll say you copied me. Just kidding. And then what do? You let God do the rest. Give you, here's the word. Here's the end of the word in our benediction. What's the last word?
Peace.
Let the Lord give you the rest. Let him give you peace. And what is peace without fear? It's content, happy in all you have, ready, today, and hope for tomorrow. Still coming, right? Still coming. Consider all that God wants to do for you. Blessings are still coming. But you're not proud. Don't be proud. Don't be proud. But peace is without fear, content, happy in what you have this hour. If you have a beautiful blessing this hour, enjoy the blessing, and it'll come back. God is not going to take away your blessings. We throw them away. We put them away. We push them away. We do all sorts of things to run away from. But God's got the blessing. He loves to bless you. The Bible says that he says in this, he's not done blessing you. Like I said, some people think if they haven't answered prayer that they can't pray for anything for a while. But that's crazy. Because God wants all things. He wants to bless you in all things. So you haven't talked to him enough about all things. Talking a lot about what's bothering you, but not about all things, the wonderful things. Shalom. That's what they say in Hebrew for peace. Shalom. We used to sing that song, Shalom Aleichem. That means secure. That means you are secure. There's a lot of things going on in my life, God, but I need to be secure in you, so I'll let them all give. I'll give them to you. I want peace in my life. Because if I have peace in my life, and I have this trust and I fear not, then the people I'm with are going to feel better. The people I'm with are going to draw to me. The people I'm with are going to sense that and feel that too. And I can share that with them. And they share that with others and share that with me. See, that peace from God, it changes everybody's life and everybody. That faith that you have in God changes other people. Whether they understand it or not, they see it and they feel it. I believe that. Hallelujah. So when you meet these people, even people that you love, they ask you, why? Answer, because of all the hundreds of times he has blessed me and he has never done blessing me. That is my proof and my testimony. That's my peace. They say, how can you have peace in the middle of all this? He said, because God gave me that peace. This, in all the things that I've been through all my life, he got me here. All the blessings I have, so many that I can't even remember hundreds of them, but I'm here today and he still wants to bless me. And he still wants to keep me in his hand. He still wants to be gracious to me. He still wants to look at me. I have peace. I have peace. And that peace heals me and heals everybody around us. In this benediction, and I've never been like a numbers guy, some guys, and I understand the number seven, the perfect and all, but in this benediction, the word Lord is three times. Three times, the Lord. And if you read it and you see it, maybe God the Father blesses and keeps his children. God the Son has his face shine on us and bring us grace. And the Holy Spirit communicating God's attention, his love for us, and gives us his peace. Now, it wasn't scripture where I got that, but if you read it and you see that, you can kind of see the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. That's the Father. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. That's Jesus. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. We got the Spirit inside of you giving you that peace. That's kind of interesting. And the other thing that I find interesting is six times in that benediction, the word you. Those three lines, six times. And who is you? I know, right? Funny, but who is you? When you read it, you're me. The Lord bless you and keep you. Who's that you? Me too, but it's you. Six times he wants to bless you. We have his name. He said this. He said, God said this. And number, he said this. I will bless, tell them, I will bless the chosen. We are the chosen. We are his children. I will bless them. Fear not. For God is watching. Give him praise, sir. My feelings are exact. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How are you doing this morning? Good?
Good.
Well, praise God. Come on, now. Come on, church. I want people out there to think we're nuts in here for Jesus, right? I don't want them out there thinking we're sleeping in here. This is a place to sleep. This is a place to get the word of God and grow with the Lord and fear not. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Good. Thank you. Yes. What's his name? Jesus. Say it out loud. Jesus.
Yes.
Whether they want you or not. Whether they want to believe or not, I just pray. May the Lord turn his face toward you and shine. That's a nice prayer, right? May the Lord turn his face toward you and shine. That's a nice. You know, because we understand, because we believe, because we read the word, we take that and it's in our hearts, it seems so easy, right? You start talking to each other, believers, about Jesus, you think, well, how could you not love Jesus? What is it? What's wrong with it? And you understand that the world's not ready yet. Some people aren't ready. There was a time in our lives maybe we weren't ready. But God opened our eyes and our ears and our hearts. And it's like, it's crazy. How could you not love somebody who wants to bless you and bless you and bless you and love you and lead you and keep you from all the agonies of life? Keep you out of fear. You know, trust. Whatever things are good, whatever things are noble, whatever things are lovely. He said, you meditate on them. I'll take care of the other stuff. Trust him like that. Fear not. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus took the bread and blessed that bread and he tore it apart and passed out little pieces to the disciples and he said, this is my body going to be torn for you. Oh, what I'm going to take for you. And I want you to eat this bread and do this in remembrance of what I'm telling you today in Jesus' name. This morning, if you bear with me for a second, I want to ask you to pray for Doreen's brother Ray. He has been an absolute warrior for the Lord, gone through things that you have. I've just amazed this man. He was in Beirut when they was bombed. He was right there at that moment. Had to deal with that. All things in his life, he's dealing with another disease again, having an operation. And I bring this up now. Because it was Ray who said to me one time, he said, you know, Larry, they need to be cleansed. They need to be forgiven. They need to be pure before they receive the sacrament of his blood. He said, ask them to be forgiven. We need to all be forgiven before we take this blessing. Just be pure with God. Say, Lord, forgive me for my iniquities. And I bring up Ray because he told me, he reminded me, he said, Larry, Make sure that they're forgiven. Make sure they've asked God for repentance and forgiven, that their hearts are clean to receive this truly, to truly receive this. So Lord, I lift Ray up to you. You have touched him and healed him and helped him through so much, Lord. But the battle is still going, and this battle is yours, Lord. So we lift him up to you. Thank you, Lord, that we have this church. Ask God to forgive you for your iniquities. Ask him, just ask him from your heart. He took the wine, poured it into a cup, saying, "This is my blood being shed for you, for the remission of your sins. Drink and do this in remembrance of me," in Jesus' name. What a beautiful place you're in right this minute. Oh my goodness. What a spiritual place you are right this minute. Taking on the bread and the wine. Putting God back in your heart again. Asking for forgiveness and being cleansed at this moment. What a beautiful place you're in with God. It's a good day. It's a good minute to say, "Lord, I fear not. I will not be afraid. I will think only what is good. I will put all the other thoughts in my head where the rampant complaints and the confusion lies. I will push them aside and put you there. I will trust you. I don't have to tell you my fears and my worries because you know all that stuff. That's crazy. But I will trust you. You have blessed me right to this moment, and you say that you still want to continue to bless me. Why should I fear? You have put people in my life. You put things in my life. You have prospered me, Lord. My jobs, my friends, my family. You give me so much, Lord, that I'll just be thankful and enjoy these minutes, enjoy these days. I'll learn to be content. Because when I'm there, Lord, you're going to bless me more. It just continues. And I want to bless my friends and my family. And I want to ask the world to hear from you. And I pray for the lost in Jesus' name. Give him praise, Jesus. Well, that was one of the testimonies also asking you to pray for Brother Ray. He's been in his church a few times. He loves the church. In fact, I told him many times if he was in the church with us today, he'd be with Elder Nancy. He'd be our male elder. I know that Ray would be an elder, but he's got a different calling. The things he's going on, Marie, did I steal all that? You want to say anything? It's just what he's been through is just absolutely incredible, and he keeps walking forward. So, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. On this beautiful day in September, fear not, be not afraid. Whatever things are good, lovely, and noble, and just, meditate on those. Get rid of the stuff in your head that doesn't belong to you. Get rid of the confusion and the mayhem and trust God. Hallelujah. Brother Zippy.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.